how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins.
Welcome, I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. So today, we're going to talk about doing what you say you're going to do. How's that for a topic, Kelly?
It's a good one. I don't know how many people listening right now just went, oh, and think, you know, do
right.
I really do what I say I'm going to do? It's such a good topic, and I'm excited to dig in.
You know, I tell you, that's funny what you just said, because people really do what they say they're going to do, or at least they think they are. And I know in working with clients, one of the things that is so interesting is we always bring that up as we get to know them, and they'll go, yeah, I'm doing what I say I'm going to do, oh, I don't know, 90% of the time, 80% of the time. And then we dig in and we discover, to their surprise, that they're doing it 30% of the time, 50% of the time. And how eye-opening. Have you seen that with clients?
Absolutely. And I think here's the thing. So you might, you know, what we've seen with clients, you know, is that they'll be like, well, yeah, 80, 90% of the time. But then when you really start to dig in and say, okay, so when you said that you were going to start exercising or go on that walk, or like do 20 sales calls today, did you do those things? You know, and it's like, oh, you know,
yeah.
And then the number slowly starts to go down from 80% to 40% to 30%, you know, so it's not just showing up at an appointment on time when you said you were going to be there. We're talking about all of these little things that you say that you're going to do, whether you say them to yourself, whether you commit to somebody else to do them. It's everything that you say you're going to do that is included in this kind of bucket that we're talking about.
You know, I tell you, I think one of the challenges in this world today is we have so much coming at us and there's so much clutter that we operate sort of, oh, I don't know if it's on autopilot. I mean, but it's we're not even sort of consciously aware of what's going on. And, you know, like if you have somebody and you say, well, do you do what you say you're going to do? And they say that they do the vast majority of the time. And then you see that they don't show up for appointments on time. Well, are they doing what they said they're going to do? Well, you know, I bet they don't consciously think that they're not doing what they said they're going to do because they're not thinking deeply enough. They set the appointment. They told the other party they're going to be there at 2:00, but they show up at 2:10. Well, that is, by God, not doing what you said you're going to do. And it's disrespectful to the other person. And so, but again, that person may perceive they do what they say they're going to do simply because they don't look at it deep enough and embrace the concept well enough. Do you think?
Agreed. You know, and it's, again, it's all the distractions. It's everything coming at us so fast, you know, each
yeah,
day. It's
right.
Easy to just say, well, yeah, I do what I say I'm going to do. Then when you start to peel the layers back, you know, because it's also about the promises that you make to yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we don't think about those a lot of the time as doing what you say you're going to do. And I really want to talk a little bit about what happens when you don't do what you say you're going to do, when you don't keep those promises that you are making to yourself or those commitments that you're making to yourself.
Right.
You know, because it impacts your confidence, right? Your trust in yourself. There are so many things that are happening under the radar and in your subconscious or your unconscious. It's sending these messages, you know, and I think you don't even realize that it's impacting your confidence, that it's impacting your trust in yourself when you're not keeping your word to yourself.
You know, I want you to roll a little more on that, but let me say one thing that you identified. Doing what you say you're going to do pertains to yourself and other people. And doing what you say you're going to do to yourself is infinitely more important than what you say you're going to do for other people. They're both important and they're both basically the same, but it is so important that you see that distinction, that you got to do what you say you're going to do pertaining to yourself above all else.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, I want you to be thinking about the things that you've said, whether it's, oh, I'm going to start that new business, or I'm going to add that new revenue stream, or I'm going to hire that new team member, or I'm going to start hold my team more accountable for their numbers and sales, or whatever the case may be. And then you blow it off and you get distracted with another fire in your business, you know, or whatever the case may be, and you don't do what you said you're going to do. So again, you know, to yourself, you said you're saying these things in your head. So there's that portion of it and keeping that promise to yourself. But more than likely, if you're a leader within the company, you're also sharing these things with team, you know, with your teams and everything. And so you've got to think about when you say you're going to do something, you verbalize that, other people know about it and you don't, it begins to impact their perception of you. It also makes it, your credibility gets eroded, you know, over and over and over again. And then you've got a team that thinks it's okay to not do what you say you're going to do because you don't, you know. So there's all of these ramifications, both internally, you know, when you don't keep that promise to yourself, and then externally when you're not keeping your promises to other people. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And you know, for our audience, you know, I here's something that I think is so true. When you make the foundational principle in your life doing what you say you're going to do, that creates integrity. And when you look in the mirror each day and you say that you do what you say you're going to do, that integrity transfers to confidence. And because a lot of times people, especially younger people who don't have maybe a ton of successes in life, they don't, that confidence, you know, is kind of elusive. But I don't care how old you are. If you embrace doing what you say you're going to do, that's integrity, and that translates to confidence. Don't you agree?
I agree 100%. And I think, so the important thing that when we're talking about this is identity, right? You've got to identify, and part of your identity is, I am someone who does what I say I'm going to do.
Right.
You know, is that like, that is, that becomes who you are. And so, I mean, that truly is critical. I think it's the foundation of everything. And like we mentioned, you know, you just mentioned about confidence.
Right.
I think when you break promises to yourself, again, that confidence is eroding under the radar. And then that negative self-talk starts.
Mm-hmm.
The negative self-talk starts creeping in saying, why can't I keep saying I'm going to pay better attention to my health, but I'm not doing it. I'm more unhealthy than I've ever been, but I have every intention of doing something with my health, but I'm not doing it, you know, and I'm declaring I'm going to start walking today and then I don't do it. And then your identity begins to become that person who says they're going to do something and doesn't, or quit something before they even start, or like, and again, all of this negative programming begins to happen in your mind, which is eroding that confidence that you were talking about. And then you're out of integrity, right? Mm-hmm. And if you are saying, I am someone who does what I say I'm going to do, and you're not, there's a congruence issue. You know, you're incongruent, which then creates a whole new set of issues.
Well, like we talked, I think, on our last episode, Leadership of Self, people are simply not very self-aware. And I think they don't realize they're not doing what they say they're going to do. Again, like we talked at the start of this, we see with clients that they will say they do it 90% of the time, and they believe that. But when we look at it and have them look at it, it's 50% of the time. And, you know, one of the things I see that's so powerful, of course, doing what you say you're going to do is absolutely the foundation of our 12-minute-a-day methodology. And I see that when you actually do what you say you're going to do, you end up taking about three times as many actions as you did before. And which is powerful, because at the end of the day, your success comes down to your daily actions. And if you're taking more of the right daily actions, then you're going to have more success. So this whole idea of doing what you say you're going to do and being self-aware to know that you're doing it or not doing it is so critical.
It is. And let's kind of go down that road a little bit, because I think that, you know, when you are somebody who has an identity, who has made, I do what I say I'm going to do as part of their identity, then some really interesting things start to happen. You become more and more to the point you were making. You're laser focused. You know, you begin mm-hmm. to say no to the things.
Right.
That was part of my issue, and not being in alignment with being somebody who said who did what I said I was going to do, because I was saying yes to everything. I was saying yes to the things that, you know, so then I'm shuffling things around and scrambling mm-hmm. and, you know, so like I can, for those that are listening and are like, well, where do I start? You know, first it's, you know, adopting that as your identity and then beginning to slow down and be very intentional about the things that you are saying yes to and that the actions that you're taking to the point you made. If you're taking three times more actions on the right things, imagine how quickly things go. That's why this methodology works the way it does.
So when you look back on your life, have you always done what you said you're going to do?
I was one of the people, John, that would say that I did.
Right.
But when
right.
you really start, like we're just like we're talking about, I was one of those ones that probably would have said not 80%. I would have said, yeah, anytime I say I'm going to do something or I make a commitment to somebody, I do it. I follow through. That wasn't the case. When you start to pull the layers back, and I gave some of those examples about whether it's exercise, whether it's I'm going to start my new growth program, I'm going to listen to a podcast or an educational thing every day in the morning before, like whatever it was, anytime that you say you're going to do something and you don't follow through and do it, so once you start peeling back the layers and you really pay attention to the things that you're saying yes to or that you're committing to or that you're saying, you would be surprised, just as I was, at how many, you know, the answer to that question, you know, I say, you know, to you is no, I wasn't doing everything I said I was. I thought I was, but I wasn't.
Well, Kelly, let me be your therapist.
Yes, I love
you,
this.
You know.
Lay it on me.
Just lay back, get comfortable. You know, knowing you, being the people pleaser you are, think about this. You probably thought that, hey, I do what I say I'm going to do because my bet is in the vast majority of times when it involves somebody else, you did it.
Yeah.
But when it came to things you're committing to yourself to do, you didn't. And maybe that's an important takeaway for people here, is to realize that distinction and how important that is. What do you think about that?
I just had a major breakthrough.
Thank you. I didn't know I was so good.
No, I just had a moment, a light bulb moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so true. Everybody else, but the things I was saying to myself and, you know, some of the others, you know, I of course was following through on, but it's all of those little things. And when you're not keeping your promise to yourself, or then, you know, it erodes that confidence. And whether you're realizing it's happening or not, it's impacting your unconscious, that programming, the story that you tell yourself, all of that's happening underneath the radar without even your awareness that it's happening.
Right. Well, you know, when I look back on my life and I, you know, of course, my life seems to be, you know, my 30s and 40s versus my 50s. You know, I don't know that in my 30s, doing what I say I was going to do was a big thing. But I think in my 40s, I got to where that became a big thing because I became much more aware of my values. as, and again, this is sort of hard to remember if that exactly when it happened, but it seemed like it's, and I, this has been my experience, and I bet you'd agree, as you get older, you do have more desire, first of all, to clearly define your values. And then once you clearly define them, then you actually live them more. And I know today I am highly sensitive to and clear about here's my values, and I, by God, am living by them. Do you think that's true? Have you experienced that as you get older, you more are clear about what your values are and they become more important to you?
Absolutely. I think in my 30s, I definitely was still trying to figure out who I was and where I wanted to go. And you know, and I wasn't paying attention. I didn't think at that level, honestly. I was into personal growth and everything, but I didn't think it at that level about my identity, what my values were. Was I living in alignment with those? It wasn't until I crossed over to 40. And I think something happens, just wisdom and having enough experience behind you to, you know, but also I think, you know, some of the things that we talk about a lot, that scarcity of time where it's like, well, gosh, you know, if I want things to change, I better change. You know, so then you start really examining, you know, those things. And, you know, so I think absolutely I'm in agreement with you that, you know, I think a lot of people's paths are probably like that. I wasn't plugged in or clued into it at all. I was just running as fast as I could trying to figure it out.
Well, that's people. And you know, one final thing that I found interesting, I was with some of Ginger's extended family this past weekend, and it was a sort of a birthday party. And they're great, but they have this particular part of the family has no interest in learning how to be more successful, no interest at all. And you know what? That is most people. That is most people. So I think it's just, it's fascinating to me that people, some people, a lot of people just don't have any interest at all in how to be more successful. Like they do just what you said. They get up, they work hard. The end of the day, now they just want to veg out. They want to have a beer. They want to smoke a joint. That's their life. And a lot of people live it that way. And so, you know, they're probably not that concerned about doing what they say they're going to do. You know, if they do it, great. If they don't, but I don't know. I'm sure you see the same thing probably.
Absolutely.
With people you know.
I think, hey, if that's the way you want to live your life, then more power to you. You know, the folks that we're talking to right now are the individuals who are wanting to level up, you know, and are wanting to take things to the next level. And the really, I don't know whether exciting is the right word to describe it, but what an opportunity for you all, to stand out. You know, to be unique. If most of the population doesn't live their life this way, you know, what a way to differentiate yourself and stand out in the market or in whatever, if you're, you know, whatever the case may be. I mean, it just gives you a real edge. And so, I think that there's a lot of opportunity in this for.
You know, I tell you, it's funny. I did a speech not too long ago and I said, well, you know, what we teach is only for the 2% of people that are driven. And the guy says, well, I don't know if I'm driven or not. I said, listen, you're not driven. If you got to ask that question, my friend, you are not driven.
Did you have a little eject button on the podium?
Yes. And his chair, you know, ejected him out of the room. It was pretty amazing. Well, let's wrap it up on a high note. And, so the takeaway, I think maybe the biggest takeaway is the one you hit on, is that you have to have that distinction between, am I doing what I say I'm going to do with other people, but am I also, and more importantly, doing what I tell myself I'm going to do? That's maybe the number one takeaway from this episode. So,
yeah, and I think the challenge to all of you is to pay attention. Like you've got that now on your radar. Your reticular activating system now is looking for that. Pay attention over the course of the next week until the next episode drops. Pay attention to whether you're keeping your word, whether you're doing what you say you're going to do in the different aspects of your life.
Right. Okay. Well, until next time, we'll see you.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.